It is finished. The last words that Jesus Christ spoke before he died. It is finished. Well, what is finished? Well, a bunch of things, but we're going to focus on a couple. First thing that's finished is the sacrifice. That what Christ did on the cross was the sacrifice for our sins. And that means that he paid the penalty. As we've reflected on last night about how it was his blood that was poured out, that he became the lamb of sacrifice, that he became the one who had to pay for our sins. And again, we don't buy it. As much as we talk about it, we don't buy it. That means someone else paid for my sins. Someone else, not me, not you. It's kind of like today I went out my house. And as I went out my house, I was looking at the roof. Dan came out and we're looking at my roof because I have a big hole in my roof, soon to be anyway. But as I was out there, when I was out yesterday and the day before, like I was taking all this stuff and putting it in a dumpster and everything, and next to me lives Doug's father, Deacon Doug's father. Now this guy's 83 years old or whatever, and he still cuts my grass for me. He has a nice big lawnmower, one of those things to sit on. And I say, "Don't cut my grass, Nick. I can handle this. Don't worry about it." And so yesterday when I was putting all the stuff in the dumpster, Nick came over and says, "How you doing, Father?" I said, "Fine, Nick." He says, "I see you cut my grass. Thank you, Nick." Yes, he says, "Hey, Father," and there has to be a pile of 40 bags of leaves still there, which were in a big thing between the trees that Nick put together there. And he says, "Hey, Father, how about I get rid of those leaves for you?" And I says, "That's okay, Nick. I'll take care of the leaves. That's why I'm out here." He says, "Well, the dumpster's here. It'd be a great time to get rid of them." I said, "I know. I'll take care of them. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of the leaves later on this week," meaning probably today. So when I went out there this morning to go out, guess what was gone? The leaves. The 84-year-old guy got rid of all my leaves, perfectly clean. He paid the penalty for my leaves. That should have been me to pick up those leaves. But he already did it. There's nothing for me to do except be grateful. That's what Jesus did for us. I'll pay for my sins. Lord, you stay away from this. They're my sins. I'll pay for them. And then he went and says, "No, you won't. I'll do it." And there's nothing left for us to do. Like I was kind of like grateful, but I was irritated. I said, "I'd do it." Everybody's going to talk about Father Larry has an 84-year-old man cleaning his yard for him. Thank you very much. But he desired it. And I had this vision, the guy's going to drop dead doing something in my yard. I'm going to have to live with the guilt for all my life. But that's what Jesus did. He paid for our sins. It is finished. I've paid for it with my life. Your job now is to be grateful. And that's very hard, isn't it? Because every one of us want to pay for our own sins when it comes down to it, because we have this justice thing that says, "Okay, I got to do it. Let me do it. Okay, let me go to purgatory for 1,000 years. Let me do this. Let me suffer, yes. And the more I suffer, the more I'll feel better about it." I didn't do anything today. Nick did it all. And there's nothing left for me to do. And that's what happens on the cross. Jesus did it all for us. And so we got to be grateful. So the sacrifice is finished. He paid for the price of our sins. That's the first thing that's finished, the sacrifice. The second thing that's finished is the power of Satan over us. When he said it is finished, it means the devil has no longer power over us. And yet we constantly focus on the reality that we think the devil has power over us. People of God, he has no power. It's a fantasy. It's a phantasm that he sits there and says, "Look, I have you. You're a slave. You're a slave to me." And Jesus says, "Excuse me, it is finished. They are no longer your slaves. I have set them free." Now think about it. People, sometimes we get some crazy people and say, "Father, I think the devil's in me." Well, he might be, but normally not. And I say, people go around, and we're going to deal with the last thing that's finished is fear. But they go around in fear of the devil and fear of this and fear of that. And excuse me, the devil has no power over you. Well, why doesn't he have power over me? Because Jesus lives inside of you. Does the devil have power over Christ? No. So how can he have power over you? When you and I get out of the way, when we're tempted, when we're struggling with our temptations and sins, he looks at us and says, you're weak, you belong to me. He tried the same thing to Jesus, didn't he? All these things I will give to you if you just follow me. Huh? You know, he tried. They didn't belong to him. It was a lie. He's the father of lies, the devil. And so the devil lies to you and me all the time. You belong to me. You're just a sinner. You're a slave. You'll never be able to stop sinning. You're never going to be able to stop doing that because I have you. I have power over you. That's a lie. Jesus proved it. He paid for it. He said, it is finished. You're no longer a slave. You've been free. Think about it. It's Christ who set us free by his death on the cross. And how often we think we're still in bondage. How often we still think we're caught up into our sin. But that's what a Savior does. He sets us free. The last thing I want to focus on is what Jesus sets us free from is fear, especially from fear of death. Because the God of the universe, now again, we've talked about it before, but in Hebrews, it talks about the devil kept us slaves our whole life long because of fear of death. That's what it says in Hebrews. The way the devil keeps us a slave is he keeps us afraid of death. Well, when Jesus took death upon himself, he says there is nothing you need to be afraid of because everything you have done or you're afraid of, I'm already there. So when the God of the universe took death upon himself, he transformed it, as we'll focus on in a couple days on Easter. And he says, that which you're most afraid of, I'll go there. I'll wait for you, and I'll transform it. And that's what he does. And think about it. When Jesus died, I love the whole reality that when I was in seminary, I got into a real debate with one of the priests because he taught us, and he says, when Jesus died on the cross, God became that which he absolutely is not. And I said, how can God become that which he is not? How can God do that? And he says, because he who is relationship, when he died, became non-relationship. He died. So God became that which he absolutely is not. And that is the teaching of the church. I couldn't get my head around it, huh? And the greatness about this is this, that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, when he said, it is finished, my sacrifice is done, I've given everything out of love, I set my people free, I paid for their sins, the love of the Father is greater than death, right? So what God the Father does is he embraces his Son in death, and his love is so powerful that he brings life out of it. Love cannot be conquered by death. That's what the Father says. And that's why when we are baptized, we die with Jesus. So what happens is you and I are there, and it's finished. He says, now it's done. Your life is gone. Your old life is gone. Now you belong to me. I've paid for your sins. I sit there and set you free. I'm taking you free of all fear. And for God the Father to let go of you and me, he has to let go of Jesus, his Son. And he will never let go of Jesus, which means he will never let go of you, and he'll never let go of me. That's grace. That's what we celebrate today. This isn't about us and how we kill Jesus. It's about him and how he paid the penalty for our sins. He did it all. We need to be grateful. We need to walk as beloved sons and daughters. We need to live a life of freedom, and we need to live a life free of fear. That's from all things except for God. So do you live a life of fear? Do you live a life of slavery? Do you live a life where you think that you still got to pay for your sins? If you do, he looks at you today on this Good Friday, and he says, it is finished. Don't you dare call him a liar. Don't you dare. When he says it's finished, it's finished. Be grateful. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Amen.